Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, April 22nd. We have a flurry of activity taking place this week. There is the full moon in Scorpio that's coming up tomorrow on Tuesday, the 23rd. So today, Monday, Tuesday, and also like Wednesday and Thursday, because the moon remains in Scorpio for both of those days, you will likely see greater activity taking place. We'll get into all things full moon, but basically expect to be busier and like coming full circle or preparing to launch something or reaching like a point of completion in some area of your life. Also, we have Mercury retrograde ending on Thursday. Thank God. This one honestly wasn't that bad for me. I tend to notice Mercury retrogrades are more difficult when they're obviously in a sign that is super prominent in my chart, like when they're in my rising sign or my sun sign, or a sign that I have multiple planets, like Pisces. I have my moon and Venus there, so Pisces retrogrades are not the best. And then also, if the Mercury retrograde, or I guess all other retrogrades, are happening in an angular house of the chart, like the first, fourth, seventh, or tenth, that's just when I notice the Mercury retrograde has just felt louder. Like it's hard not to notice it. So if you did have kind of a rough Mercury retrograde this go around, see if it was in one of those houses or just a sign, Aries. If you have a lot of Aries or Libra in your chart, like you would have felt this pretty strongly. Okay, let's get into the forecast though. Kicking things off on Monday, April 22nd, we are starting the week off with the moon still in Libra. It would have been in Libra as of this past Sunday. So this is like the second day it's in this sign. The moon will also be exactly opposite to Mercury in Aries on Monday morning Eastern time. So this will likely be, you'll have a busier start to your Monday, which you probably haven't had the past couple of weeks. Like Monday's been more chill in the last few weekly forecasts I've done. But this week, expect it to be busier where you might have more communication-based tasks going on, like answering emails, scheduling calls, or getting writing or communication tasks out of the way. I think I have to do like some astrology readings on this day, which I normally am not doing at the moment. So that very much falls into this category of like communicating with people. Just think anything that falls into that theme being a bigger priority on Monday. This would also be a good day to be social. I know Monday typically isn't the most social day, but maybe you still want to reach out to a friend, even if it's just texting back and forth. Like maybe you don't even end up meeting in person, but just to know that you feel a bit more connected to someone. Or it could be that you're collaborating with someone at work and there might be an important business partnership or alliance that could you're more occupied with on Monday. In the evening on Monday, the moon will move into an opposition with Chiron and Venus. So that means Chiron and Venus are in an exact conjunction on Monday too. And you may have felt the buildup to this energy I'm about to go over this past weekend as well. But as we get later on into Monday, with the moon triggering the Venus-Chiron conjunction from Libra, there could be insecurities or anxiety that comes up in a relationship. Like maybe you do end up working together with someone on Monday, or you do end up going on a date or meeting up with a friend. Maybe there's a bit of tension there, or there's a difficult conversation that needs to be had with a friend or romantic partner. On a more positive note, you might be working to be a bit more vulnerable and open with someone, whether that's platonic or romantic relationship. Or you could just feel the need to move past insecurities holding you back in your relationships. Like, why do you have such a fear of dating? Or why do you have a fear of big group settings and meeting new people? Like, looking at those past relationship wounds that might be influencing how you approach relationships today and realizing how you can improve upon and like heal those aspects of yourself. That's pretty much it for Monday. Moving on to Tuesday, April 23rd, this is when we see a ton of action happen for the week. So first and foremost, there is a full moon taking place on Tuesday. However, the full moon is still at the end degrees of Libra on Tuesday morning Eastern. Also, if you're in time zones ahead, like the moon will be in Libra for a larger majority of your day, but it's at the end of Libra, making no major aspects to other planets. Therefore, even though we're at the day of a full moon on Tuesday, the start of the day may be lower energy or feeling a bit anxious or ungrounded, or it could just be like, why is this stuff at work not happening as fast as I would like? And again, if you're in time zones ahead, this low momentum might cover a larger part of your day. But right around 11:20 a.m. Eastern, so pretty early on in the workday, if you're on this time zone, the moon moves into Scorpio. So from that time on, 11:20 a.m., there will be greater activity happening as we build up to that exact full moon. And the full moon will go exact at 4 degrees of Scorpio, a little before 8 p.m. Eastern. So really like the rest of the day is like in anticipation of this full moon. And I love that it's going exact, like right around 8 p.m. Like that's when the sun is close to setting or has recently set on this Eastern time zone. So the moon will be rising as the sun is setting and it'll be 100% full. So I'll definitely be going out to watch that one on Tuesday evening. If you have a viewpoint, if you live in a city like New York, kind of tricky to see the full moon, but it'll be so good if you can see it on Tuesday night because it'll be that 100% full. Let's just go back over some full moon keywords to keep in mind in general. So the full moon is the time of the month where you're seeing heightened activity and connection. So you may feel closer to people and there's more involvement in like a group setting or meeting up with friends or maybe feeling closer to someone you've been dating or your long-term partner. So definitely expect more like human in-person connection at the time of the full moon. And this could be in the days leading up to it or right after it too. It doesn't necessarily have to be on Tuesday, the exact day. Also at work, you might be seeing visible results from whatever you've been putting effort into over the past couple of weeks. Or if you're not seeing something come to full completion quite yet, you're still seeing more significant progress being made. Like things are happening. And the full moon can also be a time of making important realizations or information you weren't previously aware of comes to light. Because the full moon is in the sign of Scorpio, other themes that may arise are like, how can you release control over a certain area of your life? Or are there negative attachments or relationships that you need to let go of? Or how can you improve upon your own patterns and behaviors when it comes to these close relationships? Like you're doing a lot of positive internal reflection and really wanting to like improve upon aspects of yourself that you think you could do better. And the full moon is also happening in a pretty close square to Pluto in Aquarius. So that again brings in these themes of transformation and cutting ties with anything or anyone that's not serving you anymore. Like getting very clear, black and white, this is working for me in my life, this is not, and making adjustments or changes from there. You're definitely wanting to look at the Scorpio ruled house of your chart. And how are the themes of that house prominent in transformation you're going through or changes you're wanting to make at the moment? If you have Scorpio ruling your sixth house, maybe it's like, okay, I want to change my approach to my diet or how much I exercise or how I show up at work every day. Whereas if it's in your seventh house, then that will be more about transforming mindsets geared towards relationships and dating and how can you communicate more effectively with people. And because the full moon is aspecting Pluto and Aquarius so closely, it may also bring in themes of this Aquarius house of your chart. So it's like you have this back and forth push-pull tension of the sun in Taurus, the moon in Scorpio. So the Taurus ruled house of your chart is really important to look at. And so is the Scorpio ruled house. Those two seeing a lot of activity. But then when we tie in the square to a planet in Aquarius, it brings in that house as well. So to give an example, like I have this, the sun will be in my 10th house, the moon will be in my fourth. So it's a lot about career and ambition, but also paying attention to my personal life and my home and my family and making time for that. But it brings in this square to my 7th house of Aquarius. So actually, I'm in the process of hiring someone new for my business. So it's like a business partnership is coming to fruition, the 7th house theme. But it's like the 7th house theme is very distinctly career related because it has the sun in the 10th and the moon in the 4th. So it's like it brings in the career themes mixed in with that Aquarius seventh house relationship theme. So try that out on your own chart and see if it makes sense. Another transit that's really important to note in the context of this full moon is that the ruling planet of the full moon, Mars, is in Pisces at the time of the full moon. And it's applying to a conjunction with Neptune. The Mars-Neptune conjunction will go exact on April 28th, so not until the end of this week, over the weekend. But you're going to feel the buildup to that conjunction as early as this full moon on the 23rd. And Mars-Neptune is not easy. Like, I'm so ready for Mars to get out of Pisces because we had the Mars-Saturn. I talked about it 2 weeks ago. And now we have Mars-Neptune, which is, in my opinion, more frustrating. So if you feel low energy or you're just confused about where you should be directing your energy and what projects you should be investing time into this week, that's completely normal. That's Mars Neptune. It could also be that feelings of self-doubt or comparison come up. Mars Neptune sometimes can mean literal illness, especially if you're overworking yourself and taking on too much. That's like when your body will feel the most run down. So this week in particular could be necessary to make sure you do have those moments for rest. Like, do not push yourself to take on too much because you're going to overdo it. A more constructive way of working with the Mars-Neptune energy could be putting energy into a spiritual or creative activity. So think some type of, it doesn't have to be a little arts and crafts, just something where you feel like you're getting like your internal creativity out in some way. So whatever that means to you, try to spend time on that. Or something more spiritual, like maybe you feel called to meditate or journal or get more interested in astrology, like feeling like you're connected to a bigger picture. Like, that might be easier to find motivation when you feel like a deeper meaning to whatever you're working on at the moment. It could also be that you have more compassion for other people in general, or you want to give back or be of service to someone. And that could be as small as giving advice to a friend who's going through a tough time, or it could be something bigger, like backing a cause you really care about or doing some type of community service. So to sum up this day of the full moon, you're likely going to have a lot more going on, but don't be surprised if you still feel a bit confused or something gets delayed and doesn't happen as you thought it would. That confusion will lift once we get to next week and Mars fully moves out of Pisces into Aries. Okay, moving on to Wednesday, April 24th. The moon is still in Scorpio all day on Wednesday. Because the moon will still be in the sign where a full moon took place, you'll likely still feel a lot of the full moon energy and themes I just went over. So again, you could be busier as you wrap up a project, prepare for some type of launch, or make plans to connect with people. Also, the Scorpio themes I just went over as well about better understanding yourself or wanting to go deeper in relationships and just have more meaningful connection with people that doesn't feel superficial or shallow, just like where you're really getting to know who someone else is or doing that same exercise on yourself. And maybe you get interested in some element of like psychology or like a self-help book or podcast that helps you to better understand why you have certain behaviors and how you might change upon whatever behaviors you feel you've outgrown. Emotions may also continue to feel stronger throughout Wednesday because it is a full moon that just took place in a water sign, Scorpio. Or you're understanding more fully what needs to be released from your life or how you might make changes or adjustments to a certain area. Again, check the house ruled by Scorpio for where you want to make those changes the most. Good news, though, is that the moon in Scorpio will be applying to a trine with Saturn in Pisces throughout Wednesday. So this brings you down to earth a bit more after having a full moon in a water sign and its ruling planet also in a water sign. Now on Wednesday, you might feel a bit more focused and productive if you felt kind of pulled in a lot of different directions or if there was kind of a frantic energy on Tuesday. Wednesday will be good for getting that work done and channeling your focus into one task that demands more focused attention on your part. Now we're to Thursday, April 25th. The moon is still in Scorpio all the way until about 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday night. What's different about this day is that the moon will be applying to an opposition with Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. This opposition will go exact in the morning Eastern time, like right around 8 a.m. And once again, we have another example of the transit moon triggering where a more major conjunction or aspect in general has taken place. So we had that huge Jupiter-Uranus conjunction take place this past weekend, if you listen to last week's episode. And now the moon has moved into Scorpio and is applying to an opposition, once again, triggering what that conjunction might mean for you. So if you didn't notice anything that significant take place with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and you're like, my life is still the same in this part of my life, represented by that Taurus ruled house. Now that the moon is triggering it for a large part of this week, you could actually see results there play out. And you'll be figuring out what that conjunction may mean for you. Like maybe something a bit more concrete plays out that has to do with themes of that Taurus ruled house of your chart. But again, all these Scorpio moon themes I keep going over every day still apply. So maybe you are still feeling a bit more emotional. Having the moon connect with Jupiter can amplify feelings and make them feel overwhelming sometimes, or that there's some high highs, but also low lows. With the moon connecting with Uranus, Thursday morning may hold unexpected news or a sudden change in plans, like maybe an unexpected social event pops up, or you may be learning something new or keeping an open mind to a change in plans or something unexpected popping up as you go about your day. Just keep an open mind on Thursday. You could also be finding little ways to educate yourself throughout the day, like maybe reading a longer article or newsletter that's teaching you about a certain topic. Or maybe there's a book or a podcast that is super informative that you're really into at the moment. Headed into the weekend, we're now to Friday, April 26th. We're waking up. The moon will be fully in Sagittarius, finally out of Scorpio. It was in Scorpio literally almost every single day of the work week besides Monday and Friday. And finally, we'll be getting a more chill, relaxed Friday. You could feel more outgoing and social, or you could want to try out a new experience as you head into the weekend. Looking at Sagittarius traits in general, having the moon here on Friday may mean that you're a bit more connected to your sense of faith or spirituality, or you're wanting to contemplate bigger picture topics. This would also be a good moon transit, and it continues into Saturday as well, for writing or educating yourself, like taking a workshop or a one-off class, or finding ways to share your knowledge with people. Like this could be something as simple as having a conversation with a friend where you're not really talking about like gossip or what other people are doing, but more like, oh, what's this bigger scheme you see for your life? Or what do you think the purpose of your life is? Like those bigger picture topics will be more on your mind. The moon in Sagittarius is also supportive of travel or having educational experiences in your city, like maybe attending an event that teaches you something like a book talk or going to a museum. Sagittarius moons are about to get so much better when Jupiter moves into Gemini in exactly a month from now. I'm literally counting down the days until that transit starts. This is on a kind of a side note, but if you do have a Jupiter in Taurus transit story, like how Jupiter over the last year moving through the Taurus ruled house of your chart played out super literally, please send me a DM or an email with that story saying your rising sign, the house Jupiter was transiting in your chart, and how you noticed that transit go for you related back to the house themes of whatever house Jupiter was moving through for you since May of 2023. I'm going to try to do a podcast episode on that, so it'll be fun to hear how that transit went for everyone. Okay, moving on to Saturday, April 27th. The moon is still in Sagittarius, but it's applying to a trine with Mercury early on Saturday morning, trine to Mercury in Aries. So time zones ahead of America, you'll feel this throughout most of your day. Also, the moon will be applying to a trine with Venus in Aries too. So if you're on Eastern time or even in time zones ahead, like any time zone, you're going to feel the moon trining Venus, maybe less so Mercury, unless you're ahead of America. But overall, Saturday is a really great day for connecting with people. Again, you're going to likely be more social, or you may have a lot of enthusiasm and optimism about a particular hobby or project you're working on, or like any other type of work or responsibility you're doing on Saturday will likely be flowing more easily. And like, if you do have an event to attend, expect it to be fun. Like, this is a fire sign trine. We got Venus and Mercury in Aries and the moon in Sagittarius. This is good for being outgoing, putting yourself out there somehow. If you're an air sign rising, this would be a better time to go on a date and connect with someone new. But for everyone, Saturday is a great day to just relax. Coming off of the full moon this week, you really will want to carve out time this weekend to slow down and enjoy yourself and find things outside of work and success that make you happy. That's something I have to remind myself all of the time. Like, work cannot be my entire personality. So I encourage you to find hobbies, find fun things to do this weekend that don't involve getting ahead at your job. The Mars-Neptune conjunction will go exact on Sunday. That's what I talked about at the start of this episode. But you will definitely be feeling the intensity of it on Saturday as well. So again, this points to needing more rest this weekend. There's a lot of transits pointing to this right now. Don't try to do too much planning and be open to just going with the flow, because Mars-Neptune, that will get rid of like any structure you may have hoped to have this weekend. And you may not be able to control things as much as you would like. Looking to the Pisces ruled house of your chart, there might be an element of confusion there, or a slight disappointment that comes up, or maybe just feeling a bit of anxiety about the topics related to that house in your chart. Or again, a feeling of not being totally in control there. Try to engage in a creative or calming activity like painting, baking, going to read outside on a bench, doing yoga in your free time. My friend is running a half marathon this weekend, so I'm curious how this Mars-Neptune will play out for her. It's definitely not the transit I would want if I was putting my body under intensive stress like that. So I hope everyone running the half marathon in Brooklyn is okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting. And because the moon is in the later degrees of Sagittarius throughout Saturday, it will actually square this Mars-Neptune conjunction, activating it the most on Saturday night. This is like late Saturday night, not the evening, like as we get further into the night. So if you're like in Australia or Asia, you would feel this throughout a large part of your Sunday, kind of feeling anxious, unsettled, maybe a bit aggressive or like emotionally heated. But yeah, moving on to Sunday, April 28th, if we're looking at Eastern time, the moon will be in Capricorn all day. It moves into Capricorn a little before 6 a.m. Eastern. So if you felt a bit anxious or ungrounded on Saturday, or just low energy, you will feel more grounded and productive come Sunday. The moon will also be trining the sun in Taurus throughout all day Sunday. So this is a very calming, stable energy that will hopefully help to counteract the chaos or confusion or where do I put my energy that Mars-Neptune will be bringing up this weekend. So Sunday, out of the weekend, Sunday is better for accomplishing work and getting organized for the week ahead. Also, check the Taurus and Capricorn ruled houses of your chart to see where things might be coming together easily. The themes of both of these houses are flowing together very nicely. And it's great that it's like this earth sign trine. So it's, you can focus on themes of productivity and work and feeling more focused throughout Sunday. So I'm glad we're ending the week on a high note. Sunday looks calming. But yeah, that's it for this week. Next week's going to be even better with both Venus and Mars moving into the signs they rule, Taurus and Aries. Finally, we're getting some good astrology on our side. And as a reminder, write me in any Jupiter and Taurus transit stories you have, yeah, on Instagram or on my email. And I'll see you guys back here next time.